With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At a hearing today, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Mark Green, says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been derelict in his duty over the handling of the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The findings of our investigation, available to the public at homeland.house.gov, coupled with the secretary's refusal to change course on the reckless decisions facilitating this crisis, have left us with no reasonable alternative than to pursue the possibility of impeachment. The secretary's actions have brought us here today, not ours.
The Department of Homeland Security says Mayorkas is working hard to find real solutions to fix the nation's immigration laws. Record-breaking cold is threatening to complicate Iowa's leadoff caucuses next week, Ed Donahue reports.
Snow is already on the ground, and Chad Hahn at the National Weather Service says on caucus day, there will be record cold, a high temperature of 1 degree.
We may not warm above 0 degrees on Monday.
Iowa Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman is not worried.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attempt.
These voters are not going to let some cold weather keep them away.
Bundle up, layer up.
If you are in Iowa, you shouldn't be afraid of the cold.
The candidates are publicly expressing optimism. Their supporters will show up no matter how bad the weather is. Jeff Kaufman says this is Iowa.
It's the heartland, and we're first in the nation for a reason.
No rain or snow is expected in Iowa Monday. I'm Ed Donahue.
Donald Trump won't make his own closing arguments in his New York civil business fraud trial. Judge Arthur Engoron rescinded permission for it on Wednesday after Trump's lawyers objected to the judge's insistence that the former president would stick to relevant matters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 170 points, the NASDAQ rose 111. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry wins a victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates have filed suit to block enforcement of Louisiana's new ban on sex change operations for children. State lawmakers approved the ban last year and overrode a veto by then-Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat. The measure also bars hormone treatments and puberty-blocking drugs for minors and took effect on New Year's Day, making Louisiana one of 22 states with the ban. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street neared a record high ahead of a highly anticipated report of inflation that could show whether all the excitement that's vaulted stocks higher recently is warranted. Treasury yields held relatively steady ahead of Thursday's update from the U.S. government on inflation at the consumer level. Hopes for a continued cool down there have been sending stock yields sending and stock soaring in recent months. The crude oil prices fell today. Dow was up 170 points to finish at 37,695. The NASDAQ gained 112 to 14,969. The S&P 500 added 27 to 4783. New York oil fell 87 cents to $71.37 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.